Be a missionary now. Your covenant path. Because of the great joy of the gospel, each of us can and should share that joy with others. Being a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints really is awesome. There are so many blessings and joyful things that come from our membership. When we're baptized, we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That gift provides us guidance and direction, helps us repent and be clean, and changes our lives. These blessings are a result of living on the covenant path, or living faithfully according to the covenants we've made and will make, and doing the things that help us stay faithful. The covenant path and you. So, what are those covenants? They include being baptized, being confirmed, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. For young men, being ordained to the Aaronic priesthood, and then, once they're at least 18, to the Melchizedek priesthood, receiving the temple endowment, and being sealed in the temple. Covenants with God help us to know who we really are. With each covenant, we promise Heavenly Father to strive to live as He has asked us to. As we do, He promises we can have His Spirit to be with and guide us. As we faithfully follow the covenant path, we'll end up doing a lot of things that can help us grow, enjoy life, and be happy. And a big part of that includes the service we provide, such as young men who bless and pass the sacrament, which blesses everyone in the ward, or young women who reach out to fellowship those around them. Plus, as you follow the covenant path, you'll be blessed by temple trips, priesthood blessings of comfort and counsel, a patriarchal blessing, counsel from prophets and apostles, and the power of personal prayer. And of course, there's the hope that the doctrines give, such as eternal families, healing through faith and blessings, and the resurrection. Yes, when we live up to our covenants and strive to live as the Savior Jesus Christ has taught us to, and when we heed the counsel of living prophets, life is just so much better. Your responsibility. But being a member of The Church of Jesus Christ isn't just about the blessings you receive personally. It's also about helping other people come unto Christ and be perfected in Him. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. In fact, for each of us, as we live the gospel, a desire will grow within us for others to be blessed by the gospel, especially members of our family. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency, explained that the Lord knew you would have those feelings when He allowed you to receive the covenants which are blessing your life. Even more, He knew how that desire would increase when you came to know the joy of the promises He makes to us in sacred temples. He promises us, if we are faithful, that we may live with Him in glory in families forever in the world to come. That desire to share is also our responsibility. President Eyring also taught, the duty to warn our neighbor falls on all of us who have accepted the covenant of baptism. We are to talk with non-member friends and relatives about the gospel. Our purpose is to invite them to be taught by the full-time missionaries who are called and set apart to teach. Part of our covenant relationship with our Heavenly Father, because of our baptism, is to share the gospel. Through the prophet Joseph Smith, Jesus Christ declared, "It becometh every man who hath been warned to warn his neighbor." Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 81. The covenant path for your family and friends. As you think about your family members and friends who may not be members of the church or who may not be active in it, it's natural to want them to enjoy the same blessings, opportunities, and help that you have as a result of making and keeping covenants. You'll want them to receive power and inspiration through the Holy Ghost to enjoy the blessings of temple covenants and to receive guidance through patriarchal blessings. Of course, you'll also want them to enjoy some of the great blessings that come through church membership, such as attending mutual activities and feeling the peace of the temple and the joy of repentance. It might just be that they are waiting for someone like you to open the door by being a good friend and example, and by a simple invitation to follow the covenant path. So, what are you waiting for? End of the article, Your Covenant Path, read by Charlene Stewart.